there's this gay bar, Bar PM in St. Louis. It's owned by Chad Morris and his partner, James Pence. And they are in bed and they hear like a loud crash. And they come downstairs because they live above their bar. And there's a police cruiser inside their building, basically. The cops start demanding to see ID and yelling and escalating the situation. The owners of the bar said, I don't need to ID myself. You just hit my building.
Episode is gonna start with all of us laughing about a joke that I made right before.
They'll never know. Yeah, they're never gonna know.
No.
You guys ever have morning beer?
No, I don't even like beer.
Not recently.
Is it a Bud Light, you nasty bitch?
Ew, it's like piss water.
It's fine. It's just
no,
beer.
No, but it's gross.
People get pressed about shitty beer.
You might as well drink a Keystone.
I have two more of them, and I went to grab a seltzer water, but this was what I pulled out.
Do you want me to join you?
I meant to grab a seltzer water, but I got a beer.
Yeah, if you want.
It's not, 7 a.m. here, but...
7 a.m. here.
Let's get a little litty-titty for this.
Let's just get fucked up, guys.
I have shit to do. Don't do you.
Not Robert being straight edge.
I have to do, too. But anyway, yeah, go ahead, Robert. Wait, where's the color coming back?
She's getting alcohol.
She's gonna go get a shot.
She just comes back with like some bourbon.
We couldn't read it.
Alma mater. They're both glasses I got from my college during my 10-year reunion.
Damn.
Cause I'm fucking old.
Damn.
Do you want to clap?
Clap them cheeks. Battle, count us down.
Wait, why do we need to count? 1, 2, 3.
That hurt.
How'd you hurt yourself?
Kelly clapped her titties.
Got a little too hard.
And then
I got scared and a little excited because you did it so quick.
I know. My Melinda loves me.
So you guys may have heard this story. It was national news, but only on a small scale. It's about this bar in St. Louis called Bar PM, and there was a police cruiser SUV that ran into the building. And then the owners came outside and said, "What the fuck?" And got arrested and then beat
up shit.
And put in the hospital. And it was a gay bar.
Oh, damn. It went from worse to worser.
It's
worser.
Only going to keep doing that, unfortunately, in the story. So Bar PM is in San Luis.
Oh, wait, intro the show.
We are...
Farmers.
We are a family.
We are family. Okay, I'm not doing that. That's embarrassing.
Murder.
Huh?
What else do we have?
I'm Battle.
I'm Kelly.
That's Robert. And that's Andre. Oh, I guess pointing doesn't really matter because we're all different.
Yeah, welcome to Bros and Murder.
I'm fake laughing.
No
welcome
shit.
Welcome to Bros and Murder. We've covered two cases of color. And play you music from artists you probably don't know, because I have exquisite taste and a great ass. This.
Do you?
Why haven't you put it on the Instagram?
What? It's already on Facebook. Taste? I know.
But one day, this bitch called me just to tell me that my mirror was dirty.
It was. He posted a picture, a selfie, and posted online. And everyone's like, "Oh my gosh, what a nice picture!" Blah blah
but
blah.
But this
like,
hating asshole called my phone. He was like, "I just want you to let you know, nigga, you're married dirty." And my
I love
honest
that for you, Bella.
But and then my honest reaction was, "Damn,
can I live? Can I live? Can I fucking live?"
It was dirty though.
No, I think I yelled, "What the fuck?" Right.
I don't know, but it was funny because your window was dirty.
But yeah, welcome to the show. We cover pieces of color and play you music. Battle's an asshole. Kelly has gray hair. And Robert, this
really
is your episode. So take us away.
So, Bar PM, St. Louis, cops copping, a little too close to the sun, as usual. So,
that was great! We should make that into a t-shirt!
Cops copping a little too close to the sun. That's great.
10 out of 10!
There's this gay bar, Bar PM, in St. Louis. It's owned by Chad Morris and his partner, James Pence. And they are in bed, and they hear, like, a loud crash. And they come downstairs because they live above their bar. And there's a police cruiser inside their building, basically. The cops start demanding to see ID and yelling at the situation. The owners of the bar said, I don't need to ID myself. You just hit my building.
You literally hit a fucking building.
Could you imagine? Like,
give me your ID.
That happened at the Taco Bell near my parents' house.
So, allegedly, the officer was driving too close to a parked car late that night, and then overcorrected across a lane of traffic over the sidewalk into a building. Well, sure, would love to tell you that, but when other officers arrived on the scene, no one conducted toxicology or breathalyzer of any kind. Yeah. So we don't know. And the reason they did that, the police said, there was no evidence that there was drinking, so we didn't feel the need to.
No, it's hard to miss a building.
So was he drinking?
Yeah. We don't know.
Nobody tested.
You just said that.
Yes, we don't know.
You just fucking asked that again.
I know, I'm checking myself. I said that out loud, my bad.
Oh.
I was checking myself. Like, I was being sassy for you because I asked a stupid question.
So, yeah, the police officer said he was distracted because he was listening to the police radio. And luckily, cops don't typically have to do that while they're driving in a police car. And this will never happen again. So, they were wearing body cameras, but the department is refusing to release the footage because
he was
part
on
of
his computer.
It's part of a criminal investigation. And you might think, well, what criminal investigation? Assault on an officer, because one of the bar owners pushed a cop when he started, like, escalating the situation, and they immediately slammed him to the ground, arrested him. So, because that body camera footage is being used in that criminal case, they will not release it right now.
God forbid you get a little upset after someone crashes into your home and place of business.
Yeah. And you can go and watch a bystander video because this caused a commotion. Neighbors came outside, they were videotaping it. And
I remember seeing something about it.
Yeah, the cops yelling at this dude, and obviously the homeowner and bar owner being very agitated. And then a car drives by and yells gay slurs out of it.
Oh,
and it's one of the
shit.
Things
that's
what the fuck is going on?
That's some fuck.
This is not real.
You cannot catch a break in America.
It looks scripted.
Like, you get hit from every angle.
So the police cruiser did not have a dash cam in it, which I thought all cop cars did, but apparently not. But it does have, like, a black box in it that, like, monitors its activity. And the black box said that they were driving 40 miles per hour before the impact and at least 20 miles per hour upon impact. It did deploy airbags.
I'm so stuck on the gay slur.
I'm a little older, but I'm not that old. I've been driving since I was 17. And never once have I accidentally drove into a building.
Yeah. Well, and also, when it first happened,
they
came forward and said, oh, there was a dog that ran across the street. And then...
at the dog!
Homeowners in the area were like, no, I have a camera outside my place. Here's the footage. And they're like, he was driving two cars to a parked car that, you know, wasn't moving and overcorrected.
Wait, I'm about to look up. I see the video right here, and I don't see a dog. Wait, I'm about to.
How do you overcorrect that fucking much when nothing is moving except for you?
Wait, hold
Maybe
on.
He was distracted driving. Was yeah. he distracted
too busy
driving?
Too jacking off.
Oh. Hey, I do that. I do that, man.
I do that while driving too. And they call it stick shift for no reason.
Straight to fucking jail. Right to jail.
It's not called a stick shift for no reason.
Video.
I hate you. I hate you so much.
PM crash involving a police SUV. That's what an officer driving in a South Parkway lost control and then
exploded. Can you rewind it?
I gotta run that back.
An officer SUV. Last month, an officer driving in a South Parkway lost control and then crashed into the South
he
City
wasn't
Park.
Even that close
following
to
that
it.
Crash, one of the bar opened a police SUV. Last month, an officer driving in a South Parkway lost control and then crashed into the South City Park.
Where was the dog at?
Where was the dog?
It was a ghost dog, obviously.
Yeah, the ghost dog was St. Louis.
He was invisible. It's not his fault that you couldn't see it.
So, like, that feels like he was just texting and said, oh shit, and squirt.
Yeah, but even then, you'd be able to squirt on the brakes. Like, you had an entire lane of traffic. You were going 40 miles an hour. Like, you could have stopped.
Would you not just hit the fucking brake?
Well, you see the brake lights come on, but like, not
yeah, but
very
like,
much.
What?
You're telling me you couldn't slam on those brakes? Yeah. And also, there's no one else on the road. It's not like you're trying to avoid other cars or anything.
I used to drive an SUV. It's not that hard.
He was
Chad Morris, one of the bar owners, was taken into custody, was released next day without bond, and then put into the hospital to review his injuries. He was beat up.
They put him into the hospital?
Damn.
So he admitted himself into the hospital. He was not hospitalized, but he did
but
have
I mean,
injuries as
the
a result
fact that
of his
he
arrest.
Had enough. They crashed into his fucking home and place of business and put him in the hospital?
Yeah. And put him on charges.
Oh,
for assaulting
you cannot catch a break in America. You got your house destroyed.
Christ.
You got caught a slur in a drive-by. You were arrested and beaten.
Yeah, so there was a press conference in St. Louis recently. They were talking about, hey, violent crime, murders are going down, and I wanted to talk about that. But this was pretty quick after the Bar PM incident. So when they got to the question and answer portion of the event, all of the questions were about this, like, what's going on? Where's this footage? So the police chief, Robert Tracy, actually had to respond. Yeah. And his first response was, I feel bad, and I'm sorry that their establishment got hit. Which feels
so
like
bad that you put the owner in the fucking hospital.
Yes. They have since downgraded his charges to misdemeanor. But they're still pursuing misdemeanor charges. And because Tracy is the final arbiter on the internal investigation, he wanted to avoid commenting too much on it. But he did say that he will not be pursuing a no-fault finding. So they are going to try to have some sort of punishment, I guess, for this police officer. He has been on the job for, I think, less than a year, but I imagine
you're about to
he's
lose
been
your job.
Driving for longer than that.
I fucking hope so. How
you
old is
about
this
to
guy?
Lose your job.
We don't actually have good information on that. So Tracy, again, the police chief, said that officers get 40 hours of defensive bragging training from the police academy, and when they become officers, they take part in a 6-month evaluation to determine if they are safe behind the wheel. So,
Man, it took me longer to get certified to drive a forklift. What the fuck?
Yeah.
Wait,
yeah.
How long is it?
So it's 40 hours of defensive training in the academy, and then they're on a probationary period for 6 months, where they are paired up with a senior officer, and they determine if they can be safe behind the wheel.
We're gonna come visit
you
and patronize this bar. The shit out of it.
Oh yeah, hell yeah. RPM's nice. And so
I've been there before.
Rudis,
to St. Louis.
Yeah.
Okay.
Not for me. You didn't want to see that.
No, fuck you very much.
Yeah. But so there's a leather group called the Rudis Society, I think, that came out and helped rebuild the bar.
Oh.
Yeah, so that's like nice. Community kind of pulled around them and like they're in a better place now.
The gays get it done.
Do they?
They're doing something.
I love that.
The Leather Daddies are building the bar back.
Yeah.
They have straps that's holding their leather straps. Also,
what are they holding?
Those harnesses have also, a double usage.
They're using utility, like it uses a utility belt, so it doubles as a utility belt. It's cute and it doubles as a utility belt.
A harness is
harness with a drill.
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah, I think you're like, thinking of a jock strap.
Huh?
Or chaps. Yeah.
Oh, I was thinking about your all dad gave you of, chaps like, for leather your straps.
What?
Wait, his dad gave you chaps?
Yeah.
His dad gave him chaps.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought he gave you chaps. I was like, what?
No.
Why
was that would be very odd.
His dad giving you chaps.
Yeah, that was very odd. That was the first time meeting him.
No, I actually love leather. I have a lot of leathers. I don't know why my father gave me leather chaps, though. That was fucking weird.
Of course you do.
I do. I love leather. It's great.
Are we talking about,
so
like, pegging right now?
What? What?
Huh?
Huh?
Hmm?
What'd okay. Let's move past that.
I don't know what's going on.
Continue, Robert.
So, Robert Tracy, police chief, he said, we're looking into more types of training. I'm sitting down with trainers, I'm looking at it nationally, going to conferences, I talk to other chiefs to bring these accidents down. Because more officers get hurt in car accidents, and so do other people, than probably any other thing.
I love how he added the other people laughs, as if...
Okay. He's getting really tired of paying for new cop cars, I think, is the thing. But yeah, that's where we're at right now. Hopefully Chad Morris's misdemeanor charges get thrown out. Because the fact that he even got those is bullshit.
Are they, like, crowdfunding at all? Like, do you know?
I don't believe so, but I can check on that. It wouldn't surprise me. I haven't seen anything for it, though. They would go fund me for community support for Bar PM.
Yeah, I see that.
Active. Yeah, it's by the Rudis Leather Society.
Yeah, so, yeah. I see it right now. We'll put that in the show notes, too. They have a goal of 30K.
This?
It's on GoFundMe.
No, I mean, where are you guys putting, like, links and shit?
I'm gonna put them in the show notes, but I'm gonna put the link right now in the chat. Hold on.
Oh, did you just send it to him directly?
No, I looked it up myself, because I'm nosy.
Or as the Yinzers would say, you're nebby.
The who?
Yinzers.
What the fuck is that?
Why are you making up words?
I'm not making up words. That's what people who live in Pittsburgh call themselves.
Why?
I don't know. I fucking know.
Are we gaslighting Kelly?
Hey, gatekeep, gaslighting, girl boss.
Girl boss, all day. All day.
And
the good
they
old
say,
Lululemon style.
They say nebby for nosy.
Who you calling nebby?
You, bitch.
That's our word.
They called you the B word.
That's the story. Police officer grew up into a gay club and then arrested the owner. So.
But the Leather Daddies are coming in to save the day.
Yes.
As the heroes we need.
I
want to
watch that rebuild.
I bet you, but that was the show. Go support your local gay bar and go hire a Leather Daddy to do some construction in your house. It's a win-win.
We lost our Leather Bar. We had JJ's, but it got closed down.
Yeah, the only thing we have around here is Woody's. And Woody's is very fun. Yes, yeah, Kelly. It means, yeah, it's a pun for me.
Oh, no, that's not why I was laughing, but that is funny. I mean, that's how different is that from Hooters?
Yeah. Right.
No, we had, this happened, I think, before I moved here, but there was this, nightclub, whatever, down the street, and, temporarily closed because there was a video of a woman either ping pong balls or like shooting.
Hell yeah. Good for her.
They get shut down.
Know how to party.
Yeah. That's
the type of do that stuff in a bar. Like if it's like not open to the public, right? Like it's your bar.
I mean, I guess with the champagne,
it,
you could be like, oh, it's
it was a customer, not like.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah,
so why can't they do that? You can't do that
themselves because of it, because of the conduct.
Like, all
even
right,
though,
you guys
it's an area that has shootings
because
of the clubs. But that was the final
that
straw.
Was a different type of shooting.
Yeah, I would say she was shooting all right. They don't call her Squirtle for no reason. But anyway, that was the episode. Stick around for the music. Check out the show notes for that GoFundMe link. And any other questions. Kisses from the homies. Taco for Titan.
Taco.
Thank you.